You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. It's Tuesday morning. Today is National Make Lunch Count Day. No idea what that means. I guess enjoy your lunch, pretty much. Hey, I'm going to make this count today.
Overeat or eat something that you probably shouldn't?
Sounds good to me. I'll be eating a hot dog at the turn, as I always do anytime I play golf.
Hey, make it count.
I love to make that hot dog count. Love that hot dog at the turn. Love it. One of my favorite delicious meals of food. It's also National Peach Cobbler Day. Big fan, as you can tell. National Scrabble Day. And National Thomas Jefferson Day. One of our finest presidents. Was he our president? He was. Yeah. Ben Franklin was never our president. Should have been. He was in that scene. I feel like he got left out of that scene. Like, he was very integral to the creation of our country, but was just never put into power. Maybe he didn't want it. Maybe he didn't want it. Maybe he liked inventing things instead. What do you think, Ben? You're the historian on the show.
That sounds accurate to me. He was too busy with his other interests
to
ever dive fully into politics and run for office.
But he was into politics. He wasn't just an ancillary guy.
One of the framers, founding fathers. But then after the country had started, I don't know if he was...
He's I don't like the direction this country's heading. I'm out.
Or he may have just died. People died a lot back then.
When did people die? How old was George Washington when he died, I wonder? And like Ben Franklin, how old were these cats when they died? Did they make it to like 60s and 70s, or was it like 45, like our age?
I think I can tell you right now that George Washington was, he made it to 67.
That feels like that's really old.
66, but yeah.
For
back then, that was probably, he probably had the best, good food for... someone of that day. He probably lived a little nicer than some other people. He owned Mount Vernon, had a whole estate.
I've been to Mount Vernon. Have you ever been to Mount Vernon?
I have been to Mount Vernon.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Thomas Jefferson died when he was 83.
Good Lord. You guys are healthier than we are now. Wasn't all these things, in the environment and things like that.
Benjamin Franklin... Mm-hmm. 84?
Good Lord. Okay. Well, I'm going to get on the Benjamin Franklin health plan. Let's take your calls now. Open phones. A little history lesson with Ben and Woods. You learn something new on the show every day.
John Hancock, only 56.
Ooh, it's a tough scene for him. 833-288-0973 is our number. Everyday Chris, didn't talk to you yesterday. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Just chilling, man. How are you?
Man, you know what? I'm kind of glad that we skipped today because, you know what? Wow, what a weekend we had! History at the Masters.
Yep.
The Masters even brought up the Padres in his speech. He brought up Yu Darvish.
Yep.
So you got that. You got the series win. You got the no hitter. Angels are on fire. The Padres are on fire. I mean, the gods are smiling great on all of us right now. And one thing I got to say is, I know you probably saw the Twitter. I blew it up, but you know what? We waited an extra day. We won. You won yesterday. I'm calling it. I'm calling it right now. It's going to be the Slam Track series.
The Slam Track Series. So the Angels against the Padres. That would be that'd be an interesting one. I like our chances based on our starting pitching, but you guys do have some pretty robust offense on that team. Anthony Rendon is now hurt with a groin injury, but other than that, I mean, yeah, the Angels are looking good early in the season. It's way early to start calling World Series,
though. At this very moment, the Los Angeles Angels own the best record in the American League.
Yep.
It's 7-3. They are in first place, one game ahead of the Houston Astros in the American League West. The Padres, of course, have the second best record in the National League, 8-3, one half game behind the LA Dodgers. The Angels are a fun team. Shohei Ohtani, I think we're finally seeing him unleashed at his full capabilities. He hit a ball so hard yesterday. It was the hardest hit ball in baseball all season.
119?
119 miles an hour. It didn't actually go out of the yard because it was not hit high enough, but it was absolutely destroyed. And he's destroyed a few pitches this year. He's also pitching on Sundays and looking great doing that. For the first time, Angels in many years. So far, you just kind of wait for the other shoe to drop when it comes to the Angels. What tragic misfortune are they going to suffer that's going to derail their season? Maybe this is the year that nothing happens. Maybe this, for the Padres, nothing really bad happens and they stay up there all year long. It's not the worst call that Everyday Chris has ever made, a slam track series between the Padres and the Angels.
Listen, we do the sports show here on 97.3. I don't need Everyday Chris calling in with sports updates. I need Chris calling in about prostitutes in the parking lot. I don't need Everyday Chris to call. And
basically what I learned from that is that the Masters happened over the weekend.
Yeah,
and the Padres and the Angels were playing good baseball.
We knew all of that. Like, that's what we do. I need Everyday Chris to be Everyday Chris. Everyday Chris, don't try to be Ben. I need you to be Everyday Chris. I have Ben. We've got a Ben.
Ben.
We have him. He's right here. He's looking at his rundown. He's ready to go. I don't need Everyday Chris to call in with updates on the sports world. I need him to call in with creepy stories and funny stuff. All right? Don't try to be Ben. That's what happens on this show a lot. If we kind of incorporate you into the show, something happens, man. I'm telling you. You get a little taste, and you start. I guarantee you Chris was driving through Utah this weekend in his big rig thinking, I could do that. I mean, if Ben is ever out, I mean, Woods can just have me in, and I'll just fill in for Ben's, or vice versa. You know, I know Woods is going on vacation in August, going to see his family. I'll just fill in. It's what happens.
Takeover, where
it's a literal tier one takeover.
Listeners come in and take over the show.
It's not the worst idea you've ever had, to be honest with you. We go on vacation. We pick three randoms to come in and do our show. I'm listening to that. That's just me. I'm sorry. I'm listening to that. I'm not turning away. Like, I would listen to that in a second. That is a brilliant, brilliant idea. Probably write that down. See how our boss, Adam Klug, feels about that. He wouldn't know. Because he's on vacation right now.
That's true.
Taking off so early in baseball season. Can't relate. Amazing.
Right. Who else do you want to take on the line this morning?
Who else we got over there? Let's go with Everyday Dean. Love Everyday Dean.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, Woods, very good points opening segment about people pissing and moaning about an ugly win.
Yeah.
Man, I used to be very guilty of this, several years back, mainly with the Chargers back in their run in the 2000s. If they had won a game by three, I'd be mad that they didn't win by 17. That's just not the right mindset to have at all with this team because, they won ugly. At times it seemed like they were making Trevor Cahill look like Roger Clemens. But
he did.
The point is they won. And that was not a game that they win in the past, or Saturday either, for example.
Yep.
An early 3-0 hole was a depth.
Oh, you're done. Might as well turn it off. Honest to God, I've been a part of Padres teams here, only 11 years or so, but 3-0 was insurmountable. And you would almost say, I mean, I really got a lot of stuff to do around the house. I got to do my laundry. I'm going to go organize this. There's no reason for me to watch this because we're not coming back. We saw this last year, Benny. This team, you never feel like this team's out of it. And this team, dare I say, is better than last year's team by a long stretch.
We'll get to our Padres wrap-up in just a minute, yesterday's game in particular. But I agree with Dean's point. As I watch Padres games, now versus in the past? In the past, you know, they stay close for a while, but you always felt like, what's about to happen? So, you know, some other team's about to hit a three-run homer.
Yeah.
You know, the dam's going to break, and here comes all the offense for the other side. Now it's the exact opposite. Yeah, the game's close. A lot of these games have been close, but you feel at some point the Padres offense, one of those guys is going to come up with a big hit. They just have too many good hitters in the lineup, and you feel like they're not all going to get held down the entire game. And, well, what happened yesterday? Will Myers broke the tie in the sixth inning with a two-run homer, and off they were going to what ended up being a fairly, you know, average-looking 6-2 win. So I like to see it.
I like to see it, too. It's really, I mean, again, there's a couple of things. Like, if you're an SDSU basketball fan, Ben, you want to win games, and you want to win them in style. If you are if you're a college football fan, you're a USC fan, you want to win games, and you want to win them by a lot, because that matters in college football. It matters in college basketball. Does not matter in professional sports at all. Not one bit. Doesn't matter how you got there. It doesn't matter if it was the 26th man on the bench that got it done. Yeah, there's sometimes you look at it and go, man, we got to figure this out. We're playing the Dodgers this week. You know, we've got to get this offense firing. That's fine. That's a fine criticism. But again, a win is a win is a win. It's all you need. It counts as, you know, every loss counts as one. Every win counts as one. You got to beat these teams. Doesn't matter how you do it.
Jace Tingler says it actually quite often. He said it yesterday on the Zoom call because he got a question. Hey, how important is it to, you know, win these games against the quote-unquote, you know, lesser teams like the Rangers and
the Pirates?
I heard
that, yeah.
And he said what he always says, and he said, there's no easy games up here.
No, never.
There's absolutely, yeah, sure, there's teams that are better than others, but they're all professional teams. And when you look at a baseball season, keep in mind the worst team in baseball is going to win about 60 games, and the best team in baseball is going to lose about 60 games. That's more than one set of every three times. So in any given series, you would expect the worst team in baseball to at least once beat the best team in baseball.
Yep.
That's how it works. And to just assume your team is going to sweep every series against a bad team is just unrealistic and not how baseball works.
Well, being unrealistic is the mark of a fan. And that's, I think that and look, and Dean hits it on the head. He said it, you know, he used to feel that way about the Chargers. I do think it comes with age a little bit. I do think it comes with, and I don't want to say wisdom because I'm certainly not wise, but it comes with experience of watching and learning and listening. I used to be that guy. I was that guy. You better win by six or your team's terrible. And then, you know, you watch enough baseball and you follow and cover enough baseball to realize, man, who cares? A win's a win. Doesn't matter if it was Tucapita Marcano that got the game-winning hit, or it doesn't matter if it's your superstar. It really doesn't. This team will at some point, you know, let's save it because I want to talk about it. I want to talk about what it means up and down the lineup, what this Padres team looks like right now as it stands, because I think it's really important to do so. Will Myers was the GOAT last night. There will be other GOATs. There will be other guys that carry this team at certain points this year. Happens with every single team.
We got other phone callers. Why don't just hang on. We've got a big segment coming up next. We'll get to our Padres wrap-up as well. Getting the morning started. It's Tuesday. It is April 13th. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.